Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. As we continue in Women's Month and we continue with the vein of owning it, I want to touch on the subject today, what if? And I'm sure that we've all used those words before and we've all been exposed to what if. What if I did it like that? What if I just spoke? What if I did it differently? You know, what if is or are words that comes with a lot of regret or change. What if I did that? Then the outcome would have been different. But I want to give you a different perspective today in terms of what if. You know, when it comes to the whole thing of what if I did it like that, or what if I did it like this, there's always going to be scenarios in our lives that we question. But if we stay in the realm of questioning and we begin to live in the past, then we will never propel and move to the place called future. You see, ladies, it is so important that we find ourselves in a place where we take ownership even for the things that we did wrong. But when you begin to live in the realm of what if, we never really take ownership because we place ourselves in limbo. And by placing ourselves in limbo, we are actually saying, but I can't take ownership, or I can't own this thing because I'm still trying to figure out if it's my fault or if it was my fault. And this is really a word that I was thinking of, and I started associating it with how children think and how we grow up and how we begin to think like, what if I did it like, what if I want this, what if I want that? It's not really someone who takes ownership of something in their thinking and in their action and saying that, you know what, I made a mistake. I realized that the decision that I made wasn't the best decision. But I'm learning from my mistake. I'm owning it so that tomorrow I can do things better. And that is the thing that I find. We find ourselves in a stuck state. We find ourselves in a place where we cannot move forward because we don't live for now. If I can give another example, when it comes to what if, is oftentimes when we are hit with grief, oftentimes when we are hit with someone that we lost and that person is no longer there, grief has a way of taking us onto a journey or into a realm of what if. What if I just made that last phone call so I could have said goodbye? What if I didn't go and I just stayed? Maybe they wouldn't have died. What if I prayed a little bit more than I normally do? What if I just said I love you more? You see, unfortunately, time waits for no man, and it waits for no woman. And time is not something that we can't go back in time. It's not something that is possible. But what we can do is we can take ownership of even the things that we have done wrong in life. And this is a difficult thing to ask any human being. This is a very difficult thing for all of us to go through. Because who wants to know that they made a mistake? Who wants to know that this thing could have been better if I just made a different choice or a different decision? No, as human beings, we want to live in the realm of thinking that every single thing we do is perfect. But it is those who are true to themselves. You know, Shakespeare uses these words where he says, to thine own self be true. And if we are really true with ourselves, we will then take ownership on things that is actually, we will take ownership of things that is actually not all good, but it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because that is what you do when you mature. You see, ladies, there are many things in our lives that I'm sure you want to say, can I have a do-over? Please, can I have a do-over? But if we always had do-overs in our lives, then we would never learn. Do-overs never mature anybody. And so, yes, the what-if question or the what-if principle is a good thing to go through, because it allows us to take ownership of the things that we don't or may not normally do. There are lots of things that we can go back in life and say, oh, if I did this, if I did that, as I said before, maybe things would have changed. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, if I didn't go through what I went through, would I have changed? We are so focused on changing the situation that we don't focus on the fact that we need to change as individuals. I cannot remain a baby for 40 years. I cannot remain an adolescent for 20, 10 years. There needs to be progress within my life. There needs to be progress within our lives. And that is why ownership is so important. We can take it to the Bible. We can go and look at Samson. We can say, what if Samson didn't cut his hair? What if he didn't get involved with Delilah? All of those things. We can go and we can say, what if David didn't do this with Bathsheba? But he did. You know, what if is a fantasy. It is a realm of things that are not real. And it makes us escape the reality and the truth of the decisions that we've made. It takes away the responsibility and the accountability of who we need to become. You know, a mature person takes responsibility. A mature person says, I've done wrong, let me take responsibility. And you know, in the life or in society that we live in today, not a lot of people understand this concept, because society has allowed us to be so lenient on ourselves and to cop out on things that is meant to grow us. Not many people take the opportunity to even say, but it was my fault. There's always an excuse as to why we don't do things and why we end up doing things the way we do it. It's a society of take no blame and blame everybody else, because that is how I survive. And it has really become the survival of the fittest that has created a society that is not necessarily healthy, a society that is not nice towards each other. Because if I find myself pinned to a wall or in a corner, I will make sure that I get out by saying it's not my fault. We know the saying with children, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that I walked into the table. It's not my fault that I am the way that I am. These are my parents. But people like that never really grow. You see, there's leniency to be that way. When you are a child, when you are a teenager, but adulthood and life should be able to say that this person has learned something. And so it's important, ladies, as I draw to a conclusion, that we understand that yes, we can live in the realm of what if, what if, what if. But sometimes we need to take responsibility and accountability even for the things that are painful in our lives. What if you made that decision and your life is glorious or could have been glorious? But just think about this thought. What if I did mess up, you know, and things didn't work out, but I take responsibility and I'm accountable for my decisions, and my life actually still ends up better? Because accountability is something that propels us into destiny. It is something that teaches us progression. It is something that moves us forward. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now that your Spirit is upon each and every person hearing the sound of my voice. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that we would not steer things away from ourselves, that we would begin to take ownership, and that we would begin to realize, Father, that as soon as we take ownership, we become a better version of ourselves. So I speak it over each and every listener, and I decree and declare a new day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week again. For now, take care and God bless.
Hey, so what's happening, man? It's your boy GS. No compromise. Study shows. And just in case you didn't know, I'm doing it.
I've been whipping with the Bible in the pie. Been through a little, live a lie. Used to hide it off up in my side. Traffic violation, Bible study with the cops. I met a dope boy that told me he would do it life. I told him he can bring it back if he just do it right. Before the switch, baby girl wanted a bigger name. God turned the diamond to a quarter, we seen bigger change. God took the wheel, we switching bigger lanes. Got the word in my scope, that's a bigger aim. And we don't believe in theories, he the bigger bang. He the king of all kings, forget a bigger name.
No compromise.
I could turn the red, I used to live on the edge. I ain't hear nothing they say. I read the Bible in place. Yeah, I could have been dead or somewhere off in the face. Now I just dance on the dead. You can see work with the legs. Nothing but go in my head. I had the bottle of sauce. I signed a deal with the Lord. Now I just rep for the boss. I cannot do it tomorrow. Homie, I live for the day. If you not come here to work, then homie, just get out the way. I preach the word like a bishop. Yeah, I can answer the issue. No compromise to life. You know the game of fish. I was a dude in the middle, but now I'm the dude in the front. I've been pursuing the fall.
Let's go.
I done got used to the hurt. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too tone. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too tone. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong. Hey, when we pull up to the spot, they ain't reppin' for the king. Tell them we can show them how to get their roof gone. And to the enemy, the haters and the doubters and the fakers, two emojis with the arm, yeah, we too scared. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too tone. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong.
No compromise.
No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too tone. No limits with the roof gone. Red letters got the Bible looking too strong.
No compromise.
To the enemy, the haters and the doubters and the fakers, tell them we can show them how to get their roof gone. Two emojis with the arm, but we too strong.
No compromise. And just in case you didn't know, I'm